Oh my gosh, I don't know how to introduce this stupid stuff. this is my brother of 30 years. Dude.
No, you're 30. I haven't known you. I'm not going to be able to do this. Years. I don't think it needs to be a literally probably should like whatever you were what all this.
What?
All of this that's happening now should be the intro.
Okay. I'm a nervous wreck. Here we are. What do you want to talk about? So, you're the
I'm the host.
You're the host. So, you're the host. What do you want to talk about?
Welcome to my show.
Welcome to your show. Okay, so I guess I'll use this podcast for asking you about your experience in LA, apparently. Where?
Oh, dude.
Well, first of all, explain like what kind of a ring you have on there.
This
is that dragon eye?
I don't know. It's some kind of eyeball. It's blue and yellow, I think. Maybe it's green.
Is it a wrong person to ask? Is it a mood ring?
Nope, just colorful, just always blue and yellow.
Cool. So, what have you been doing with music lately?
Yeah. Okay. A big question.
Generally, just what are you doing with music?
It's hard to describe how to put it. Where I'm traveling with a group of people, a collective of worshipers, basically, like a worship, pretty much a traveling worship team. Started off as this traveling with Sean Foyt, and we're breaking off and doing our own stuff now. So, working a lot with a ministry organization called Light a Candle. And they like, their big thing is they actually like, they help prevent sex trafficking and. I need to look into it more because it's like different. They do that. That's like their main thing. But then when they like travel around and like it's just like an outreach organization basically. So like when we're working with them, they're just doing outreach stuff. And so they'll come with us for like worship stuff and they'll have like a team and they'll do like street evangelism and stuff and like they're just an outreach group basically as well as like the sex trafficking stuff. And so most recently we're just in LA. And doing a lot of, like, street stuff. So we'll just, like, set up a couple speakers and have, like, an acoustic guitar or two. And then I'll just, like, play a tom drum or something or have a shaker. And we'll be, like, leading worship in the streets. And they'll, like, we'll have, like, two or three singers or one. And it's pretty raw and pretty stripped down. And people will just, like, kind of surround us. And we'll just be, like, in a circle of, like, worshipers and just, like, yeah, it's actually really cool because it's stripping the church down from, like, all the lights and fancy, like, production and all that stuff down to, like, its roots, basically. And just seeing, like, the church come alive even more, almost even more in those settings than I see in church, which is really cool. But yeah.
Okay, so what happened in LA then?
LA, we played in...
LA!
We played in this place called Skid Row, which is like a, homeless community, basically. And, Light a Candle was with us, and they, like, brought food to, like, feed the homeless and stuff, and
what is Light a Candle? That's what it's called?
Light a Candle is the ministry organization that I was talking about. That.
Oh my gosh. you said Light a Candle?
Yeah, I said Light a Candle. Like, okay. Like, at least once. At my least one goodness. Time.
I'm like paying too much attention to, do I look good? Oh no. Dude, I wonder what I look like.
Yeah, probably don't think about that. Listen to my words.
Huh?
Listen to what I'm saying.
I thought you were going to continue, but you were still on that. I thought you were continuing to talk about what happened in L.A., and then you rewound me. You rewinded my...
Dude.
What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, we were Skid Row, and we just set up on the street corner, and dude, like, we had a ton of opposition. There were a bunch of people who, like, actually when we pulled up there, we had a location that we were supposed to be at, and literally the street that we were supposed to be on, there were people had lined up their cars. It was like a traffic jam. And they were getting out of their cars and, like, basically making sure we weren't going to be there. Because it's like, linked to Sean, people, like, know about it. Like, people who, like, I don't know. I don't even know where it was posted or anything. But people somehow know about it. And then they show up there and they, like, try to keep us from doing stuff. Because they either, you know, they don't want the whole mask thing. Is it's like a very political thing. As well as, like, spiritual. Like, people are, like, really against us, like, doing this because we're not that we're forcing people to come out or forcing people to not wear masks, but people don't always wear masks, and then people don't social distance when they come out, and then, like, it's a conflicting thing because there's, like, two standpoints. We're, like, yes, we're leading people to the Lord, and we're, like, bringing people closer to the Lord, but also there's another, like, viewpoint on the whole thing that, like, we are not loving them well because we're encouraging them to, like, put themselves at, like, a health risk, mm-hmm. potential health risk because of, like, mm-hmm. COVID and stuff. So it's, like, there's, like, two pretty valid sides of the political standpoint. It's, like, there's, like, two pretty valid opposing opinions about what we do. And they're both very strong. People will, like, feel very strongly about, like, us. Even other Christians will, like, come against us for being there mm-hmm. because of, like, the whole COVID thing. So that's kind of hard. Because I think because I don't know how exactly everyone else feels about it, but how I feel about it is that, like, I feel like we are loving them well because, like, there's not really anything better for them than to be closer to the Lord. So, like, us, like, leading them in that, and us, like, I feel like that's, like, worth encouraging that. And so, it's a conflicting thing. I can see it from both sides of the spectrum. I'm just doing what I feel like the Lord wants me to do. And I'm just trying to follow the Spirit in the best way I can. So anyway, that was, like, a bunny trail. But yeah, basically, we had people, like, so we had that happen where they were blocking the street that we were supposed to be on. And so we, like, found a different location that we could go to. And when we get there, we were there for a little bit, and this, like, truck pulls up. And they had, like, there's, like, a bunch of guys sitting in the bed of the truck, and they had, like, two huge speakers on the roof of the truck. And they, like, had a microphone and stuff. And they were just, like, blasting, like, dirty rap music. I don't know why I say dirty, but it just, like, wasn't clean. Like, wasn't clean rap music. It was like they were intentionally blasting, like, raunchy rap music while we're trying to worship and stuff. And then they were also, like, just saying into the mic. It's kind of funny. They're just saying into the mic over and over again, put on your mask, keep your mask on. But literally other guys in the bed of the truck were, like, talking to people, and, like, I'm, like, watching them take their masks off. Like, oh, yeah, and then put it back on. And while the guy's behind him saying, keep your masks on, put your mask on and keep it on. And the guy's, like, taking his mask off. And, like, it was just funny. It was a funny moment because I saw that happen. And then I looked around and I saw other people see that. And, like, we just started laughing. So it's, like, because of stuff like that makes me feel like it's more than just a political thing. And it very much so is, like, a spiritual thing. Like, they don't want us there because, I don't know, spiritual warfare. Like, they're against us spreading Christ in any way. Or something. And so, that happened, and they were very loud, like way louder than us. So it was like, it kind of sucked.
When you were playing music?
Yeah. Oh. It kind of sucked. Cause like it was going really, like I say going well, but like everyone's like worshiping and stuff, and we're like, feeling it, feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then, like, they come along and do that, and it was, like, it sucks when it works. It sucks when, like, what they're trying to do to come against us, like, works. Because it's, like, good to feel like, oh, like, they can't stop us, like, because we have Christ and stuff. But it didn't totally stop us, because we literally picked up our stuff and carried it, like, we had one of our guys had the speaker on his shoulder, literally carrying it, and we were, like, walking with everything, and still singing, and still, like, worshiping, and I had somebody carrying my tom drum again while I was hitting it, mm-hmm. and we just kept playing.
What do you mean by, like, it sucks when it works?
It sucks when, like, we feel like people are coming against us, and, like, their goal is to disrupt us, and they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because, mm-hmm. like, I literally felt, and maybe it was just me, but I literally felt, like, a hindrance, or, like, a wall, like, come up between me and, like, my worship and, like, me and God. Like, it literally felt like I could feel myself, like, pulling back because of the distraction, almost. Because it was, like, way louder than us. So we couldn't even, like, really hear. It was, yeah, it was difficult. So, like, that kind of thing.
Would you compare it to, like, when you're listening to a band play and someone hits the wrong notes a bunch? And then you're, like, you're trying to worship, but then someone hits a bunch of, like, is it just distracting, or is it getting you frustrated?
It's frustrating, but not because, like, I'm frustrated with them. It's like, frustrating because it's so distracting. And it's so distracting, not just because it was so loud. Like, we couldn't even, like, hear ourselves, really. I couldn't focus on what I was doing because, like, I could hardly even hear what song we were doing anymore, because they were, like, it was so loud.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it was, like, that kind of thing, where it wasn't just, like, in the back of my mind, like, kind of, like, distracting, pulling me away, but it was, like, literally to the point where we almost couldn't worship. It was, like, you could technically, but it was, like, really difficult. So we moved our sound system to a different area, and we went down a one-way so they couldn't follow us, like, where the traffic's coming against us. We went down that way so they couldn't, like, follow us, and set up somewhere else, and it was really good. It was really quiet, and so we were able to, like, worship and stuff, but then people showed up and were, like, yelling at us and cursing at us and stuff, and, like, just, again, just, like, really didn't want us there. We were done, we were leaving, and they were, like, cursing at us and, like, just, like, really full of hate, and we were literally leaving, and, like, me and a group were heading back to our cars, and they were following us, and all the while just, like, telling us to get out of there, and, like, that they don't want us there, and, like, cursing at us and stuff. And it was, like, a confusing thing, because there are people who live there, but they weren't homeless. And then there's homeless people who, like, who we were there for, and they literally wanted us there, and they were, like, glad we were there and stuff. So it's, like, just an interesting dynamic. And they, like, were following us, and they like, actually sprayed our leader, one of our leaders, like, the leader of Light a Candle, like, sprayed the back of his neck with pepper spray, like, while he was leaving. And so he's, like, getting worried now that they're gonna, like, harass us and, like, I don't know, get, like, you know, a little bit more out of control, because we don't care if they're just, like, following us and yelling at us, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so just, like, stuff like that. We ended up running into some cops, and, like, they were able to kind of, like, shoot them off. So that was cool. But, dude, the biggest thing, I actually have a video of it. The next day, we were in a park called Echo Park, and just, again, leading, like, we actually had, like, a pretty big setup this time. We had, like, a full kit, bass player, keys, speakers and mics and everything, the whole setup, basically. And we're leading in the park, and we were there for quite a bit, and, like, there was one guy who was coming through with, like, a megaphone. He just, like, was blaring the siren over and over again, just, like, the whole time, in the microphone, just to disrupt it, basically. And then we had somebody else come over who was literally, like, this guy in this, like, just crazy getup, like, looked like he was wearing, like, coat of many colors or something, and he had, like, a staff, and, like, I think he might have had, like,
he was playing Joseph,
some hat. I don't know. I think that's what he was trying to do or something. But he had a megaphone, and he had auto-tune, and he was, like, singing into it, and he was just, like, singing the most random stuff. He's like, "You're so stupid," like, into the megaphone, and, like, just, like, whatever, just, like, not even dissing us, but, like, dissing us.
Like, yeah, it, like, sounds just, like, dissing.
Just not saying anything, like, actually meaningful, but just calling us stupid, saying that our voices suck or something, and like saying that we like it's the worst concert ever. He was calling it a concert because I don't think he realized what we were doing. But he's like, whatever, this is the worst concert ever. Like, you guys aren't even in tune. Like, it doesn't sound good. Like, just whatever, tearing us down. And there was another guy, dude. This guy came out of nowhere. Literally comes out of nowhere. I have a video of it. He throws the speaker down, goes to the keyboard, throws the keyboard.
Wow.
And, like, I'm, like, watching him the whole time. Like, he's going to throw my drums. He grabs my drums, grabs my, like, kick drum, and is about to, like, throw it, dude. So I was worried, like, at this point, because I actually wasn't worried before.
He picked the whole thing up?
Picked the whole kick drum up, dude. He's a big guy. He's a big, big guy. And he picks it up. He's, like, about to chuck it. And I'm like, dude, that hits someone. That's not good. And right when he grabbed it, Andrew runs up and, like, grabs him from, like...
Who's Andrew?
From the front. Andrew's the leader of Lattican, who got sprayed in the back of the neck with pepper spray. Grabs him from the front, and the guy, like, drops it because he, like... I don't know. I think he, like, kind of tried to chuck it, but he was, like, restricted because Andrew was, like, grabbing him from the front. And then this homeless gentleman who Andrew was just praying with him. They were both just praying together. And the homeless man was, like, bawling, like, on his knees and, like, was just saying, like, I feel... Andrew, like, led him to the Lord. And the guy was just saying, like, dude, I really feel full of... I feel so full of power right now. And then right away... this happened. So Andrew grabs the guy from the front. They came out of nowhere, both of them. And the homeless guy grabs the guy from behind and literally carries him out. Like, grabs him. Keep bumping this thing. Grabs him from behind, and he's, like, carrying him out. Like, he's just, like, squeezing him and carrying him out. And then he, like, the guy just runs away. It's really funny to see. He, like, lets go of him, but the guy just starts running away. And I look behind me, and I see him, like, running over a hill. Like, he's just running in the distance away.
You gotta show me this video.
Like, I'll show you. But yeah, and he, like, didn't do much damage to our stuff, which is good. And, like, nobody got hurt, which is great. And we, like, literally, like, Ethan just kept playing and leading on guitar.
This was in the middle of a song.
Yeah, we're in the middle of playing. And he just comes to, throws the speaker down. Dude, it's actually really funny. Throws the speaker down, literally flips the keyboard, dude. And, like, Joel, we had a guy, like, with us from L.A. playing with us, Joel on the keys. And he, like, the keyboard falls. He's like, oh. And he, like, starts climbing over the keyboard to, like, do something to, like, stop him kind of thing. And then, like, he comes over to me, grabs my drums. I just stopped playing. Like, I was watching the whole time.
But you were taking a video.
No. I wasn't recording. I have a video because someone sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I didn't mention all that. Right. I wasn't recording it. No. I was playing.
He takes your kick drum and you start taking a video of him.
I was playing and I saw him right away, like, throw the speaker down. I was watching him the whole time. And I was just like, well, this is happening. Like, okay, like, here we go kind of thing. And then I was like, he's going to throw my kick drum. Like, I knew he was going to throw it. And he just grabs it up, picks it up. And, like, I couldn't really do anything. I mean, I probably could have if I had, like, but it was, like, it caught me so off guard, the whole thing. And so, like, and we all have our, like, in-ears in, and we're all wired in, so we all kind of just, stood there. Thankfully, Andrew and this homeless gentleman did something. But yeah, that was probably the craziest moment. Because literally, dude, comes out of nowhere. It was good. It was actually really funny. Like, in the moment, it was kind of like, okay, that was really intense. But then, like, it's an amazing memory. And the fact that we have it on video and get to, like, watch it. Over and over again. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about making a meme out of it because it was.
My gosh.
It's like, it's meme worthy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
great.
I don't know how to end it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Don't be distracted. Come on,
That's
come on.
Happening. This is the guy.
Hey, come on, come worship.
That is what is happening here. It's a mess. But I'll tell you what, it cannot stop what God is doing, because this is bigger than opposition. You see, when opposition comes, it emboldens us. And you can see the reason why the enemy is angry is because he's being rattled. And it makes you to even want to be more bold and to come forth with the power of the Holy Spirit. Can see the